This is a podcast from WOR.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Well, thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody, and I guess a Happy New Year to everybody as well.
Happy New Year is true. Yeah, very good. It's no more New Year's Eve. It's New Year's.
Yep. Okay, you... Let me introduce today's topic, Arnie. You were gone last time we were on the air. The last time when we did do the show, which was, I think, 2 weeks ago, we had Jack Chalam on as our guest, and we had Dr. Podell co-hosting with me. And we talked at that point about New Year resolutions dealing with improving your health. In other words, what you could do in this coming year to improve or optimize your nutritional supplement regimen. Now, I thought that we could begin today's program with a continuation of that topic. And Arnie, since you weren't here with us that last show, maybe we'll give you a chance to add your thoughts as well.
Sounds like a great idea. What do you guys do?
Okay, well, Jack pointed out the importance of including a basic multivitamin supplement, and I expanded on those comments by pointing out that even if you're already taking a multi, perhaps you can do better. Maybe by choosing a different type of multi, for example, a two-a-day multi rather than a one-a-day multi. Jack also pointed out that certain supplements should be part of almost everybody's program, supplements like fish oil or omega-3 supplements, vitamin D, CoQ10, or ubiquinol. We also touched very briefly on the role of antioxidants, and we should perhaps spend a little bit more time on that today. We spoke a bit about the possibility that too many people had the wrong idea about vitamin A, and in their misplaced fears about vitamin A, were totally replacing actual vitamin A with beta-carotene or carotenoids. And we discussed how this may not actually be such a good thing, as it may, in fact, be beneficial to get at least some preformed vitamin A in your daily regimen program. We also suggested that another area for improvement for many people is the element magnesium. I think many of you out there may have been told, for example, to take a calcium supplement or a calcium with vitamin D, but you may not have been told about magnesium and how important it is to get magnesium along with your calcium.
And you're absolutely correct. I can say right off the bat, I agree with you about magnesium, but I think we need to emphasize that it's no less important to make sure you're getting the proper amounts of other trace minerals as well. And I'm talking about minerals like zinc and copper and iron, silicon, chromium, selenium. And these trace minerals are extremely important. They can be and should be included in your multivitamin, but you have to look and make sure. And you need to make sure that they're present in proper quantities.
Okay, now, Arnie, I'm sure you have some additional suggestions on how folks can improve their supplement regimen. Why don't we maybe take our first break, and then when we come back from the break, you can sort of run down your list of recommended New Year resolutions or improvements in supplements.
I like that idea. So why don't we just go to the break right now?
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
While there is no way to completely prevent stress, there are things we can do to better prepare our bodies for it. There's relaxation, exercise, a healthy diet, techniques that offer some support for the occasional stress of everyday living. But now we can do even more. Stress Shield, a new stress support product from Country Life Vitamins. It contains a natural ingredient called Sensoril, as well as other key ingredients, including vitamin B5, which work together to bolster and balance the body's ability to deal with stress. Sensoril is a special type of ashwagandha extract, the well-known adaptogenic herb. Sensoril is clinically shown to help with fatigue, stress, and tension, and to promote emotional well-being. Give your body the support it needs, especially during these stressful times, with Stress Shield from Country Life. Available at the Wilner Chemist's discount price, of course. Stress Shield from Country Life Vitamins.
Hi, I'm Kathy Smith. I've been helping people to get fit over 3 decades through my exercise DVDs and books, but recently I discovered PGX. Now, we all know that exercising daily is important, but what I want you to know is that taking PGX is just as important. PGX helps you lose weight, balances blood sugar, and lowers cholesterol. So join me at Wilner Chemist at 100 Park Avenue in Midtown on Wednesday, January 11th, between noon and 2, and make 2012 your healthiest year ever. Learn more at PGX.com.
There is a long history of using glandular supplements for therapeutic and healing purposes, pancreas, adrenal, liver, thymus, and many others. Who do you turn to for quality, pure glandular supplements you can trust? Allergy Research Group. The full line of glandulars from Allergy Research Group is trusted by consumers and health professionals alike. Developed by Dr. Stephen Levine in collaboration with medical experts such as Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, the Allergy Research Group line of glandular supplements is trusted by experts throughout the world. Wilner Chemist carries the full line of Allergy Research Group glandulars, and they're all currently on sale only at Wilner's at 25% off list price. If Dr. Gonzalez trusts Allergy Research Group glandular supplements, so can you. See the ad on page 59 of the current Wilner Chemist sale flyer, now online at wilner.com if you did not receive the print copy. Allergy Research Group glandulars you can trust. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Don Goldberg on the Wilner Window here on WOR. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. If any of you would like to call, ask questions just about anything. 1-800-321-0710. Okay. All right, Don. So you want some of my my sort of New Year's resolution supplements. Well, I know you guys, of course, covered things like the multivitamin and the Q10, CoQ10, and the fish oil. But there's a couple other things that I think are very, very important. I love a good garlic supplement, and the supplement I like is Kyolic. Kyolic is made by a Wakanaga. It's a fermented garlic. They take the garlic and they age it for a couple of years. And initially, I think they tried to do that to get rid of some of the garlic odor. But they found that aging it also developed some very interesting compounds, some selenium-type compounds, sulfur compounds, which not only have good antioxidant action, but they also tend to do a couple of other nice things. They help to lower cholesterol. It also helps to lower blood pressure. And they've done studies the last few years, done it out in Los Angeles by Dr. Matthew Budoff, a well-known cardiologist out there. And he's found that giving the Kyolic garlic supplement to his a lot of his patients who've had stents put into their coronary arteries, it sort of prevented the stents from, I guess the word is, going bad and needing to have it redone again. So that's another great benefit for garlic, especially the Kyolic garlic, as I said. I also like to take some extra vitamin C.
Wait, Arnie, let me interrupt you a second because I want to expand on this. You know, we're talking, folks, about, you know, sort of a New Year resolutions on things you can do to improve your supplement regimen and your health. Now, Arnie, are you suggesting that this is a step that everybody could take, or does this apply only to people with particular health problems?
No, I like garlic for just about everybody, truthfully.
Okay, so you're suggesting that for the average person, whether or not you happen to have heart disease or whatever, adding a garlic supplement like Kyolic to your regimen is the odds are it's going to be beneficial to you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. I just wanted to make sure we all, you know, I mean, obviously, folks, those of you who have almost any type of heart disease, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, high blood pressure, anything related to the heart, if you happen to be in that category or are at risk to that, then you definitely should follow Arnie's advice and add a good quality garlic supplement like Kyolic to your regimen program.
Absolutely correct. And it's not only, I mean, you mentioned you used the word heart disease. The thing we want to do is prevent things. You know, that's what we're all about, preventative medicine. So taking something like Kyolic as a preventative, whether it's high blood pressure or whether it's cholesterol, is just a wonderful thing.
Okay.
I started to say extra vitamin C. Usually multivitamins, you know, if they're robust and you take a good multivitamin, for example, take the one that we put out called Wilvite. There we have 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C over the 4-tablet daily dosage, which is about robust as you're going to get in a multivitamin. Most multivitamins do not have that level of vitamin C. Most have usually at most 500 milligrams. So what I like to do is take an extra, for myself, an extra 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. And I like it in the form of ester C. Ester C is put out by just a couple of companies have ester C. One of them is American Health, and another one is Solgar. So those are the only two places just about that you'll be able to get the ester C supplement. But I think it's worthwhile because ester C is a form of a neutralized ascorbic acid. It's a calcium ascorbate. And when you take these higher doses of vitamin C, getting it in a, let's say, a more neutral form is easier on the stomach. You don't get the upset that you get when you take higher doses, for example, of ascorbic acid, which is even though a weak acid, it's still acidic and can be troublesome for a lot of people.
Arnie, yeah. I know one of the questions that we're probably going to get is regarding the dosage. Should they take all of that vitamin C that from 2,000 to 3,000 units milligrams, should they take it all at one time, or is it better to take it maybe in two doses, once in the morning, once in the evening?
It's much better to take it separate. So whether you take it in two doses or three doses, the ester C comes in 500 milligram or 1,000 milligram. So it's a good idea to spread it out. So if you took, for example, the 500 milligram a few times a day, that would be fine.
Right. Because, I brought that up because if you folks remember, if you were listening on our last show, part of our discussion about the differences between multivitamins related to the question of related to the fact that a lot of those vitamins are water-soluble vitamins like the B vitamins, and that includes vitamin C. It's a water-soluble vitamin. And that if you only take it once a day, you're not going to get nearly as much benefit as you will if you take it in divided dosages, in other words, two or three times a day. And the reason, of course, is being water-soluble, it'll get absorbed, and then it'll get excreted, and then it's gone. So, within a half a day, you've already excreted a good portion of what you took. So vitamin C, being a water-soluble vitamin, like those other B vitamins that we discussed 2 weeks ago, you're better off taking it in at separate times, dividing up your total daily amount into multiple dosages. Okay?
Good point. Good point, as usual. Okay, let me give you folks the phone number here in the studio again. It's 1-800-321-0710. And we'll take questions just about anything related to nutrition. 1-800-321-0710. And, of course, you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. Okay, let's have a few other good suggestions, Don, but I think I'll go into those after we take a short break. Okay, once again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg. We'll be back after these messages.
The brain, like the rest of the body, requires nutrients to operate at the highest capacity. The act of replenishing the brain's naturally depleted nutrients may aid in the maintenance of healthy brain and cognitive function. Bluebonnet's new product, Power Thought Caplets, provides a powerful synergistic blend of highly advanced cognitive-enhancing nutrients that include phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, L-glutamine, L-tyrosine, taurine, pyroglutamic acid, DMAE, and ginkgo biloba extract. Power Thought Caplets from Bluebonnet, a nutrient blend designed to enhance and optimize brain function. Here's food for thought, the supplement for enhanced mental function, Power Thought from Bluebonnet. For best results, take with Bluebonnet's EPAX Omega-3 Brain Formula Soft Gels, high-potency EPA and DHA from Peruvian deep-sea cold water fish. All Bluebonnet products available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Reserve Oz Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available, their organic resveratrol formula brought to you from the heart of the their exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve's resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. They're all natural, patented manufacturing methods coupled with certified organic ingredients guarantee that you will receive the highest level of purity, quality, and freshness available today. Their extended line of Beauty from Within formulas promote healthy hair, nails, and skin for the ultimate in anti-aging solutions. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reserve's Organics. Reserve's Organics, devoted to the extension of youth naturally. When it comes to fish oil, treat yourself to today's fresh, sustainable catch, Solgar's Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Soft Gels. This premium formula offers 100% pure wild Alaskan salmon oil, including sockeye salmon oil, one of the richest sources of the important omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Solgar's special purification process ensures the absence of any contaminants while maintaining the optimal integrity of salmon's full spectrum of healthy fatty acids and carotenoids, including vitamin D and astaxanthin. And it's derived from sustainably caught fish from the pristine cold waters of Alaska. Now is the time to try Solgar's full spectrum wild Alaskan omega soft gels. It's on sale at Wilner Chemists.
20% off list price.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg. And you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. Our phone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, before the break, I just wanted to talk about another good New Year's resolution, and that's a probiotic formula. Now, what does probiotic mean? Probiotic means, really, it's beneficial bacteria, the acidophilus and the bifidus and things like that. And the importance of that is that it has a couple of very important functions. Number one, it maintains the immunity of the gut. Not only the immunity of the gut, it maintains the entire immunity of the body, because the largest area of the immune system is the gut. So these bacteria generate antibiotic compounds in the gut, which help to keep, let's say, the bad bacteria at bay. Also helps to you produce some of your vitamins. These bacteria help produce some of the vitamins. You know, they help maintain proper digestion. Okay, they as I said, they counteract things like the yeast that we get into our bodies. You know, the candida type yeast. It keeps that in at bay. So those are the real reasons that I like taking a good probiotic formula. I think there are things which we get all the time which are destroying probiotics that should be present in our intestine. Number one, you know, frequently we'll take some medication. Sometimes you need to take an antibiotic for something. Well, the antibiotic destroys not only the bad, it also destroys the good. You need to constantly replace that. We also take a lot of food which frequently has preservatives. Now, what are these preservatives? They're there so that the food doesn't get moldy or develop its own bacteria, especially liquid things. Well, once you ingest those, they tend to also kill some of the beneficial bacteria that are present in our intestines as well. And what am I thinking of? I'm thinking, for example, when you drink a soda, you know, you'll see in the one of the ingredients is sodium benzoate. Well, when you take that in, that turns into benzoic acid from the acid in the stomach, and that acts as an antibacterial. Well, that destroys some of the probiotics in your gut as well. So there's all sorts of things that are destroying the probiotics, and that's why we need to replenish it. Was that confusing, Don?
Well, I'm glad you covered that aspect of it, because I was going to pose the same question that I did earlier when you mentioned the garlic and the vitamin C. It sounds to me as if you're recommending that everybody should take a probiotic supplement on a continuous basis or on a periodic basis?
If you can, on a continuous basis. Now, there's caveats here. If you're eating a lot of good organic food, if you're eating non-preserved foods, if you don't eat canned foods, if you don't eat, if you don't drink sodas that have preservatives in them, if you're avoiding these things, well, and you have a lot of good fiber in your diet, things like the PGX that we speak about, if you have a lot of fiber in your diet, then, well, maybe you're in good shape and you don't need a probiotic.
The argument, the point that you're making about the preservatives in foods is an interesting one, and I can see that being used in support of daily ongoing use of probiotics. To play devil's advocate, I would say this. The amount, you mentioned the sodium benzoate, which in a certain food might be there as a preservative, anti-mold. Do you really think that amount of sodium benzoate, once it gets into your stomach, once that sodium benzoate is broken down by the strong hydrochloric acid in the stomach into sodium and a little bit of benzoic acid, is there really a reason to think that sodium benzoate from that food is going to exert a systemic a preservative action in your body?
Well, it's an intestinal preservative action.
Yeah,
that's where it's
that's what I'm getting at.
But here's the point. It's the benzoic acid that's really the antibacterial, not the sodium benzoate. It's a benzoic acid that's really the antibacterial.
Okay.
And the other thing is it's a function of quantity. Now, if you're taking a little bit of where is it present? It's present in Coca-Cola. It's present in Pepsi-Cola. It's present in all of the sodas. So, if you're drinking, a little half a glass of something, you're correct, Don. You don't need to worry about it. But how many people just drink that? People are drinking, glasses and glasses and cans of this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a question of quantity.
I used to be of the opinion that we really shouldn't have to take a probiotic on an ongoing basis. I mean, I used to kind of feel that, look, the whole point of a probiotic, as we used to define it, was to restore the proper balance of the good bacteria in our stomachs. And I used to feel that if everything was working properly, note my use of the term, if everything is working properly, I used to feel that, once we restore the proper balance, it should kind of perpetuate itself, and maybe we only need to take a dose of probiotics periodically or when we know that we've done something to screw things up, or, take in some antibiotics, or we come down with an infection. But I think you're right, Arnie. I think the pendulum of opinion is starting to swing more towards in the direction that you're espousing, that really this is indeed one of those supplements that we're starting to feel could be part of everybody's everyday ongoing supplement program. I still see a little bit of I could argue a little bit maybe. Periodic dosing rather than continuous, but I can see your point.
Yeah, you're right. Periodic, there's a point there, too. And don't forget, I didn't mention anything about prebiotics. The prebiotics are the foods that the bacteria like to eat, the things like fructooligosaccharides. A lot of these things are the things that are found in vegetables. So eating, if you're eating a good vegetable diet, you're promoting the food sort of that the bacteria like to eat. So that's another
always
thing.
Always comes down to the diet.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Diet is very important. Okay, I think right now we're going to hear, let's see, a little bit about a product from Jarro Formulas called Coles Optimizer.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarro Formulas has a product, Coles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Coles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesamin, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Coles Optimizer from Jarro Formulas. All Jarro products are available at the Wilmer Chemist's discount price, of course.
All right. You hear that nice mellow music. That means we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and we'll be back to you in just a couple of minutes. And those of you who'd like to call, our phone number is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Okay. This is Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg. And as I said, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. And this is a two-hour show.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
This has been a podcast from WOR.